Hi, this is Nat Metcalf. Flyhawk have developed a unique 3D kit designer that's fully customable, so if you're looking for a new kit for your team, visit flyhawk.com or email info@flyhawk.com with your ideas now.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It is the Netball Show with Flyhawk. Delighted to speak to title-winning head coach Sam Bird. Sam, I'll let everybody non-netball related get in touch with you first of all. Give me an example of some of the other press that have been in touch with you since you won the title.
Yeah, lots and lots. BBC, Sky, lots of our sponsors and partners obviously congratulating us on the win. So lots of that. A couple of foreign media outlets, which was really exciting as well for them just to be picking up what we're doing. So yeah, it's been pretty full on, but nice to be full on following the win.
It might have taken some time for Pulse to actually win the title as such, but it's been building, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has been building. We've obviously been there or thereabouts for the last couple of seasons as well. And I've decided that netball trophies are a bit like buses. You know, you get none for a couple of years and then three come along at once. So I think, yeah, it's definitely been building. I think the losses that hurt the club so much sort of really galvanised us to really give it everything we could this year. And that sort of played out well this season with winning all three.
It was fantastic to see that there was individual trophies.
Yeah, yeah. And certainly don't do it for the trophies, albeit the Super League one is pretty impressive. It's the heaviest trophy I've ever picked up. I don't know how Zara carried it around for so long because I can barely pick it up. And it's an absolute work of art. So that's now sat in my fireplace. The other trophies we've got through the age groups and also winning the Super Cup and winning the league are in a separate place. But the main trophy is too heavy to sit with those, so it's really nice to pick up the hardware, but obviously it's the experience of winning and the competition and the whole story that sits behind it about heartbreak and endeavour and then finally winning it this year is very special.
Just a normal week leading into the final?
Yeah,
you've had the week off.
We tried to, I'm a big believer in routine, I'm quite superstitious. So we quite really just sort of had the same type of week. We did have our awards night on the Wednesday night before the final at the Stratford Hotel, and that was really nice, just sort of icebreaker really, just to do something sociable and social with our volunteers and our sponsors and partners, just to sort of break up the tension a little bit, because without a game the week before, it was a long period of time not to be competing. But it was very much business as usual. We played a mixed men's and women's match on the Monday night because we'd not had a game on the weekend, and we were pretty dreadful in that game actually. And it was really good just to get back in sort of competition mode, and had a good couple of training sessions beyond that, but very much routine. Being in London meant everybody was at home in their own beds around their sort of families, and we kept that routine really, really steady. So yeah, on the finals day, it was still just a sort of normal, we'll meet, you know, at 1 o'clock and off we go. So tried not to make it too big a thing for the players and the staff.
I think over the course of the season as well, but maybe in the final, I noticed that at one of the quarter times, you literally just stepped aside and almost let them motivate themselves. And I think that's one of the things on your part as well, and yours and Nat's, just you know when to step aside and just leave it to the players.
Yeah, and that's what we've created over the last 3 or 4 years. Although we have a leadership group in Zara and Hallie, are both outstanding leaders. They're our leaders all over the court. Everybody was very clear in what our processes were, what our targets were. We had good information, we had good data to rely on. So it was really just using that space sometimes to just remind each other of what we're trying to achieve in those moments. And it's a sign of a really mature team when everybody's on the same page and you can give those voices to your leaders.
It even got apologies for any language you might have heard from the Sky commentary team.
Yeah, well, you know, it means a lot.
That's when you're in the moment.
Absolutely, very passionate about trying to win for the club and win for each other, and you know that sort of, although it's not ideal, it sort of shows the emotion and will that the players have to really succeed in those moments.
I've watched the final back a couple of times, maybe five. What about you?
A lot more. I've watched sort of bits of it, so I've watched it back just as a did it really happen type thing.
As a fan, or as a head coach still?
Yeah, just as a fan, and then inevitably the coach bit kicks in and sort of looking at, we still had a full report from our analysts on the game, so wanted to just look back at, see what we did do well, what targets we met. So I've watched it back in a few different contexts, but yeah. It beats doing anything else. Although we're still working hard on all the other areas of the business, it's quite a luxury just to watch bits of it back.
Did you pick up on Sammy missing in that last quarter, 1:40, I think it was? There's a mega nerd. But if she'd have got through on that, Lightning could have still easily turned the outcome of the game.
It was Darcy picked up a really important rebound, I think. And I guess that is a bit of a story of Pulse, really, that I've said the whole season that we genuinely have players that we can bring on in moments, whether they're planned or not. And Hallie got cramp in both legs in the final, which meant we had sort of chucked Darcy on. And I thought she contributed so well, you know, for a young player to come on in that situation, a critical part of the game, still get over Sammy Wallace's shot, which is difficult, and to rebound on those critical parts of the game was just sort of where we are as a team. You know, everybody trusts everybody to go on, and Hallie was so supportive of Darcy going on and giving really good feedback about what she'd learnt in the game. And that sort of teamship and quality defending to keep us in the game is just, you know, sort of sums up our team, really.
Another member of that team, Gracie, and how you've managed to bring her on throughout the course of the season. I think we spoke at the start of the season, and we've seen throughout, really, that these games don't faze her. You must be pleased with her.
Yeah, I'm really pleased, because I came in for a bit of criticism when I signed her from certain media outlets and podcasts.
Not me.
I was like, not you. I did come in for a bit of criticism, particularly because the recruitment window was about finding a more experienced centre. And of course, Tyler is a very experienced centre. But Tyler and Gracie working together all season, you know, going at each other in training really hard, but being really supportive of each other. The other players working with Gracie and Tyler as both new players to the club was second to none. And I'm just really pleased with how we've allowed Gracie just to grow in her own time. So she didn't start a game this season. She was put on situations where we knew she would thrive. And that sort of built through the season. She sort of picked up minutes as we developed. And she just plays with a real sort of freedom and joy that a young player does. You know, she doesn't worry about anything. And we've really made sure that we've supported her behind the scenes, you know, with her GCSEs and training. And she's been very connected still to the younger athletes in the club who are sort of age related. So she's trained with the younger athletes in the gym, for example. So I'm really proud of how we've put her in a position to really thrive. And I thought she was outstanding in both this semi-final and the final for the club. And it's a really sweet, really, to see her really just loving her netball and doing so well in her first season as such a young athlete.
Hi, this is Lynise, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Netball Show with Flyhawk, back with Sam Bird. Sam, want to touch on the fact that you're going to have a charity foundation wing moving forward, and more important, you'll be back working with Sechelle as well, who you've worked in the past in those good old days of Mavericks, didn't you? Wonderful to bring her in.
Yeah, absolutely. And Sachelle's a, you know her as well. She's a great person, really positive, really dedicated, very experienced in the netball space, but also a good professional away from netball. And We've been thinking about setting up a sort of charitable foundation for a couple of seasons, and we've not had the funding to do it because, you know, you've obviously got to have some money to set one up. So we've been working towards doing that. And when we started to think about who would be really good to drive setting up a charitable foundation, Sachelle immediately came to mind. And once she left Mavericks, it was a good opportunity to have a chat with her about working with us and whether she was interested in that role. And we had some good discussions and delighted that it came off, and delighted to have Sash working with us now. Yeah.
And Jodie Gibson, she's retired, but what was it like working with somebody like Jodie? Realistically, she's brought so much to the league with her time in it.
Yeah, I can't speak more highly of Jodie. I obviously worked with her at Seven Stars and with England, and I've always stayed in touch with her. She's an outstanding player, been there, done that with England. But off the court, as a person, she is just a wonderful person. She's so giving of her time and effort. She's such a team player, particularly great with Gracie. And you will have seen that lovely moment with those two at the end of the final where they gave each other a hug. And that sort of sums up Jodie, that she's just all about the people. And I really value her friendship highly as well. And I hope she comes into coaching somewhere, because her approach to netball on and off the court and her enthusiasm and expertise will be highly valuable within netball going forwards. And she's just a wonderful personality. And it's the great thing about sport and netball in particular is the people you meet along the way. She's certainly a special one.
First signing of the season of the entire league, in fact, was Fumi as well. No messing about there, straight off the bat, because she could have been easily tempted abroad. Was that a bit of the plan somewhere along the line? Announced her as soon as you could, really?
Fumi's obviously a player that gets a lot of offers globally, but also Fumi's someone that is very connected to London and is still a very young athlete and has got a couple of big years coming up with Commonwealth Games and World Youth Cup that she's hoping to be selected for and try and help England win. And once she'd made the decision to stay, we felt it was very important to sort of just shut down those conversations about her, because they go on and on and on, and they're actually quite stressful for her as well. So it was really good just to be able to announce that she was returning, and we're obviously delighted she's returning. And we work really closely with England Netball, with all of our athletes who are in the Roses program, and We think we can help Fumi prepare really well for those top competitions whilst keeping her at London Pulse and pushing her through our own club and helping her to continue to improve. So it was nice to be able to just announce that and take the pressure off Fumi in particular about where she's going, you know, what she's going to be doing. And she's now having a nice break and having a well-deserved rest without that sort of speculation all summer about what she's doing.
Yeah. Regardless of whether or not they're here next season, Tyler and Nicole have been a worthy addition to the side. Maybe a word on them?
Nicole's second season with us, as you know. Both of them absolutely wonderful club people, you know, embrace all the club has to offer, but also very giving in terms of sharing their ideas. Tyler, for example, brought in an idea from Adelaide that she'd been doing whilst there, which is a netball tennis game, which is a normal netball game, but one team has the ball and you score 15 love, 30 love. And, she just brought lots of ideas. She was really good at embracing what we were trying to achieve. Nicole is such a dedicated athlete, really springy athlete as well. And as you saw in the final, I think won 4 or 5 intercepts and tips on her defensive play. And both of those girls are absolute pleasure to know and have been an absolute pleasure to work with.
In this new era of things, players are on 1 or 2 year contracts. I suppose that question is, how much of next year's squad do you still need?
I've got my 10. So I've got 10 athletes signed. I think there's always a mix of okay, we've won, but how do we get better? How do we keep evolving as a group? So I think there's always a mix of trying to freshen up potentially, but also really valuing what we've already achieved. So it's a sort of a balance, but every team needs to keep evolving. It's you know, you can't stand still because everybody else is coming at you.
Exactly the same.
Exactly. You know, no other team's going to stay the same. Everybody's trying to continue to evolve. And I guess that's what's good with the Super League. You know, we want those challenges and we want those competitive games. So the rosters sort of need to keep evolving as well. But obviously with such a strong roster, I think our fans will be happy with the roster that we'll announce in time.
It's really good to know that you've already got that 10 sorted out. And the best place to keep an eye out on London Pulse News, londonpulsenetball.com. Sam, great season. Go and polish the trophy.
What a special year, you know, to win everything is just so special, beyond our wildest dreams. We're very ambitious as a club, as you know, but to actually pull off winning all three in the first year of professionalism is just wonderful for the club and testament to all our staff and all the hard work of the athletes, the staff behind the scenes, and of course our volunteers and fans who have genuinely made the Copper Box a fortress. So a big thank you and shout out to all our fans as well.
Brilliant, Sam. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Andy.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sports and we're on the podcasts rail.